Right, he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar in Knoxville.
Playing. It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
Hour number two of Overtime coming at you live tonight. One more hour to go here on your hump day evening. 865-546-8200. Hop on board here. Talked a lot in the first hour, of course, recapping Tennessee's soul-crushing defeat of the Arkansas Razorbacks. 106 points. Still, man, that's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in. I thought we were going to be mainly a defensive team this year. We still play good defense, but man, we're dropping 100 pieces on fools. Yeah, love to see it. Love to see it. Talked a lot about that. Of course, talked about Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma, and then we stepped into the transfer portal. Talked about Austin Kendall. Talked a little bit about James Blackman, Florida State. His name's in the portal now. And if you just missed it, Charles Kelly, Tennessee safeties coach and special teams coordinator, is set to take the defensive coordinator job under Mike Locksley's new staff at Maryland. So, yeah, that's where we've been. And you know where we're going now. 7 o'clock. Cole McCormick's going to have the floor. It is time for the recruiting update presented by Knoxville's Stone Interiors. Cole, knock yourself out.
Thank you, Tanner. Okay. Tennessee will receive an official visit from a talented Georgia defensive back. We've talked about him before, Jamie Robinson. He tweeted out just yesterday, official visit to Tennessee this weekend, hashtag go Vols. Mr. Robinson is out of Lee County High School in Leesburg, Georgia. He is a 2019 prospect.
And here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
There you go.
Okay.
Very nice, Tanner.
Sorry.
Very
Thank
nice.
You.
Very nice. He is a cornerback, standing at 5'11", 196 pounds. 247 Sports Composite has him as a three-star prospect, but a borderline four-star prospect. Number 32 safety in the 2019 class, number 41 overall player in the state of Georgia. Crystal ball predictions. Not looking good for Tennessee, but never know what could happen on his official visit. Right now, 75% prediction to South Carolina, 12% to both Alabama and Auburn. Mr. Robinson, other than Tennessee, has offers from, of course, South Carolina and Auburn, Alabama, and then also Kentucky to round out the SEC offers. Sticking with the visitors for the weekend, along with Mr. Robinson, Christian Williams, a one-time Tennessee commit. He's currently a Minnesota commit. He will be up here this weekend. He is out of Southwind High School over there in Memphis. Defensive tackle, 6'3", 297 pounds, four-star guy, according to 247 Sports. And then a few guys have also been confirmed to come up here this weekend. We talked about him yesterday, but I will mention them again. Dwayne Griffin, a wide receiver out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Three-star prospect, 6'2", 185 pounds. He will make his way north. And also another New Orleans native, Lance Legendre, however you say his name, dual-threat quarterback. He will also be up here. 6'2", 205, four-star quarterback will be on campus. So two New Orleans boys coming up to Knoxville for the weekend. So looking forward to a big football recruiting weekend again. And last thing for today, kind of a shorter update tonight than it has been so far this week. This one came across the timeline as we were already started the show. Let's see, what's his name? Chris Russell down there in Dyersburg. Kevin Shearer was down to see him today. I went to visit the young linebacker. Tennessee has been after him hard in recent weeks. The in-state prospect down there at Dyersburg High School over in the west part of the state. Inside linebacker, standing at 6'1", 228 pounds in the 2019 class. Only three-star, but, you know, Coach Pruitt can work his magic on him. Who am I to judge? number 53rd overall inside linebacker in the 2019 class, 38th best player in the state of Tennessee. Crystal ball predictions right now, undecided is leading the way at 67%, and then Tennessee making up the other.
Damn,
it's got
to be really hard to be undecided, man.
Undecided, that, you.
Undecided in a very elite program.
Yeah, yeah, very, very, very good. Along with Tennessee, Heels offers from Arkansas, Auburn, Texas A&M, and the dreaded Memphis Tigers. So hopefully Tennessee can steal him away and have him come east. And with that, that will conclude tonight's edition of the recruiting update.
Yeah, Cole, way to go.
Thank you, fellas.
Good job.
I felt like a while ago I was going to like rip some like a generic like applause audio to use at the end.
I was just thinking about
it. It's
that.
More authentic when we do it in studio.
I like it.
It's authentic. We let Cole know that we greatly appreciate him.
Well, thank you.
We do greatly appreciate you, Cole. We also appreciate Knoxville Stone Interiors, who, without them, the daily recruiting update would not be possible here on Overtime. KSI has been helping folks around the East Tennessee area beautify their homes for over a decade now. This is their 12th year in business. Even though they've only been in business for 12 years inside KSI, they got three generations of experience in the natural stone countertop industry on their staff. Hundreds of countertop options to choose from, all priced at the best value in Knoxville. Nobody else can beat it. Granite, quartz, marble, and even recycled glass countertops make a really cool option too. Whatever the surface they have, your solution, they will help you in whatever project you have, whether it be big or small. Just a little fix up like a bathroom countertop, they got you covered there. Or if you are in a commercial home remodeling business, they will certainly help you out with that as well. And most of their countertop installations will take less than a day. Go see the KSI showroom. They're located in the heart of Knox County at 3900 Millbrook Pike. Call them at 865-971-5800 and you will get a free in-home estimate. And check them out online 24/7 at knoxstoneinteriors.com. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. I want to talk about this here a little bit since we're talking about coaching staffs. And it kind of segues from what we were talking about the previous segment with Charles Kelly going to Maryland. So over a month ago, there was a report that Butch Jones, who we know also well, old Lyle, he was going to be joining the Maryland coaching staff with Mike Locksley. Going to be what it was reported as a tight ends coach.
Yeah, I believe so.
Something like that. Well, how the turntables. Mm. How the turntables. Today's report. Old Lyle is not bound for College Park, Maryland, after all, apparently. So, after spending this season as an analyst, quote-unquote, for Alabama, you had the reports that he was going to join Mike Locksley's offensive staff at Maryland. However, though, going back to Football Scoop, I'll just read you this. Sources at Maryland tell Football Scoop that Butch Jones plans to remain at Alabama. The former Tennessee head coach spent this past season as an analyst for Nick Saban. So we know Alabama's had a lot of staff turnover. I've called it the coaching staff musical chairs. And Saturday down south here, they're speculating that, well, with all that turnover, that would be no surprise to see Jones land an on-the-field role for the 2019 season.
Doubt it.
Auburn just missed. He just got rim stuffed during an alley-oop attempt. Easily should have made it. Absolutely rim stuffed.
Yeah, you got Auburn Texas A&M going on right now. Let me tell you, Texas A&M wins, I will be so much less afraid of Auburn. Yeah. I'm already not as afraid of them as I was before the season. More, even though they lost last night, I'm more afraid of Ole Miss. I'm more afraid of LSU.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're kind of an unknown quantity in a way.
Mm-hmm. I ain't afraid of nobody.
If I had to pick somebody to be afraid of.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, back to Butch, though. Oh, my God, we can see Butch on the field in some capacity. Yikes!
Hey.
I mean, wouldn't it make the most sense with his background that Saban would put him as wide receivers coach?
I mean,
because of Josh Gattis leaving?
You think so?
Oh, I think the castle's crumbling, fellas.
Good.
I think this is the beginning of the end. Good. If Butch Jones has any actual input in that offense, down the crapper you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He just wants the ring, man. He wants the ring before he goes out and takes some D2 job to show it off.
What if he fails his way upward to being the OC?
I would love to see that because, I mean, we know he can't.
It's over. It's over after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Alabama will still win plenty of games. They got too much talent, and Nick Saban's still their head coach. But, like, any game that's a close one, and they need to, like, have a must score a touchdown drive, and he's calling the plays?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it.
Ooh. You almost feel bad for him down there. No, you don't. No, you don't. To hell with them. This is the type of fate they deserve.
Yeah, that thought has never crossed my mind.
Wouldn't that be something just to live through the greatest modern dynasty in college football history? You think it's going to keep going. Guess what? It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Lyle Jones, the trumpet player.
The chipmunk.
Yes.
Botch.
The purple-faced, well, I won't say that other P word.
Butch, please.
There you go.
Ugh. Is this going to happen? It's a lot of speculation right now, but is this going to happen?
I'll say no. I don't think Saban is this dumb. Being an analyst and a quote intern is one thing, but having say in what the players do and coaching them, I don't think Saban's that stupid.
We've fallen into the trap. I don't know why I didn't think of this a few minutes ago. I know what this is. It's Jimmy Sexton doing his job.
Yeah. It's a Sexton
trap.
You
know what he's doing? He's throwing that out there so some other school that's in need of some type of assistant on the offensive staff, wherever it may be, they're going to panic and be like, well, we really need somebody. Oh, well, if he's talked about Saban making him an on-field position. Oh, wow, we may need to act on this. It's just about getting him a job.
Maybe. Wouldn't doubt it, Sexton.
It's Sexton putting the feelers out there. That's exactly what it is.
We know how he is.
I see through you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I see through
you. What about
you.
Butch as the successor to Nick Saban? What if they're grooming him? Yep.
Rick, don't even.
Well, taking my
Tanner took
off.
His headphones off.
Rick, don't get me excited.
I know.
Don't get me excited,
yeah,
Rick Butler.
Doesn't get your blood pumping a little bit.
He's already dropped Roll Tides, man. He's already smoking the cigars after beating Tennessee. Well, I say beating Tennessee. He was around a team that beat Tennessee.
He beat us back in 2015.
Do you think Butch has seen the video of the national championship game when whatever player was his was?
Najee Harris.
Yeah, Najee Harris was making fun of
him. He absolutely has. He's probably like really embarrassed. You know he loves to look up stuff about himself.
I forgot about that, Rick. That's a good point by you. I can't see Saban having him as an on-field role when the players obviously have no respect for him.
And everybody knows it.
Imagine him trying to, like, chew into Jerry Jeudy in the game next season as a wide receivers coach. You remember the – Rick, you definitely remember this because you're a Cowboys fan. Dez Bryant chewing out Derek Dooley?
Oh.
Yeah.
Vividly.
It'd be the exact same thing.
Vivid.
The hell
was my wallpaper on my phone during the time.
What the hell's with our terrible, mediocre coaches becoming wide receivers coaches? I don't understand it.
I don't know.
How's this happen?
I don't know.
You know what? Maybe I do want to see him on an on-field role.
Yeah.
Because he would get the ass chewed, not just by the players. You know Nick will chew his ass
out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
You imagine, like, something goes wrong with, like, a receiver has some miscommunication with Tua next season, and it's the fall, like, Butch miscoaching them in practice about some type of route. You see the camera pan to Saban. He has his headset off.
It's already broke.
Just expletive after expletive. Butch just has his arm crossed. His head's down.
Lip out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Nick. Sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean Nick. I mean, sir. Yes, I will take the Lexus through.
Yes, leader.
I will take the Lexus through the car wash.
Yes, almighty leader.
Yes, I have the wax at my house.
Yes, you can have some of Barb's famous chip dip.
I wonder if he's implemented that with the receivers yet.
Wouldn't
that be
something? Oh, God.
Barb's crimson chip dip.
Who do you think would have gotten Barb's chip dip between Trevor Lawrence, T. Higgins, and Amari Rodgers?
Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof. Their loss.
Or maybe it would have been T, since he had that good relationship with T.
They would have come here.
Well.
Butch would have probably still been here. They would have been up to their knees in some Barb's chip dip.
Yeah.
It's just Rotel.
Enjoy the Rotella ground beef.
Barb's Chip Dip. Velveeta. I got salmonella from Barb's Chip Dip. More of Overtime after this. Got some breaking news here. Nothing worth going over to the Fox Sports Knoxville breaking news desk, though. However, we talked about Alabama's musical chairs of their staff. Here's another one. Here's another one. Bruce Feldman breaking the news that Alabama defensive coordinator Tosh LaPoit is gone.
See ya.
Gone to the pros.
Wow, they're just losing more.
Taking a job on the Cleveland Browns staff. As a defensive line coach.
Freddie Kitchens.
On Freddie's staff. Man.
That is huge.
How about old Jim Haslam still trying to do the Vols some favors up there?
Little Jimmy's
trying to extend that offer to some Bama coaches down there. So there you go. That's another one gone. That means Alabama will have an entirely new on the field coaching staff next year outside a strength and conditioning coach, wow. Scott Cochran. Everyone else is gone.
I would love to know what Alabama fans are thinking about this. Right? Not the they maybe have some decently competent fans, right? Not just the total barn-headed idiots, right? But I really do wonder what they're thinking down there, right? Is it still kind of the idea of
Saban's still there?
We're Alabama. Yeah. We still got Saban. We got all the five-star recruits. We're going to be great. Or I wonder if they're starting to see the cracks. If they're starting to hear the tick, 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 fading away on the dynasty. I'd love to know what is happening in Tuscaloosa.
I'm going to correct myself. Not every single coach is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. But all the important ones are gone, though. They've still kept their running backs coach, mm-hmm. who was just there his second season, their defensive backs coach. It looks like one of their co-DCs along with Tosh LaPoit, Pete Golding. He's also the inside linebackers coach. He's still staying. But the really important ones are gone, though.
OC DC.
Is gone. DC is gone. Offensive line coach, gone.
Yeah.
Wide receivers coach and your co-OC, gone.
Yeah.
So more than half of them.
I love it.
Man, how about that? So, interestingly enough, where does that let Saban go to find his new DC?
I wouldn't be surprised if he promotes him, too. I mean, that's his thing.
Is Kevin Scherer an option?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
That could definitely be a possibility.
Yeah.
That would be a bit of a promotion for him, and certainly I would think Alabama could probably pay a little more. Especially if it's a full-time DC type of gig.
I don't know. Would he rather work under Jeremy Pruitt or would he rather work under Nick Saban?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Does he have the connection to Saban like he has with Pruitt? Have they ever really worked together?
I'm trying to find that right now.
Because I know
Scherer was at Alabama under Saban for 3 seasons as the director of player development from 2010 to 2012.
Okay. So there's some he's familiar with him.
Familiarity.
Yeah, I can't say that.
But also, Pruitt was on that staff at the same time. Mm. So him and Pruitt, yes, do go way back.
Sure.
And Kevin Scherer also coached at Hoover.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, him and Pruitt go way back more than Saban.
Yeah.
If you're looking at just from a relationship standpoint.
Sure.
But that's the name to look out for. I wouldn't know. I'm trying to think of other names that would immediately be on the market because it is the Alabama DC job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could probably get anybody you want, honestly, except for maybe a few.
Well, they wouldn't get Dave Aranda from LSU. He's getting paid way too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a good question. But just breaking that along here, another one bites the dust.
See ya.
Down in Tuscaloosa. That's crazy.
Jones, come on down.
That's insane.
Whoa.
Ugh.
Don't get me excited like that, Cole.
Before we change the subject completely here, Justin Ferguson, he writes for The Athletic. He covers Auburn. We've had him on the show before. He's been on It's Optional before as well. This tweet puts things in perspective here. Alabama was one win away from being considered one of the greatest teams of all time and is nearly going to reset its entire staff.
Wow. What a stat.
But you got to think, though, still as long as they have that guy at the top.
I know, but it's still
scary.
It's funny why it's lasted.
Yes,
right now.
Yes.
All right, completely changing the subject. We're going to go back to Tennessee basketball. It's only about Tennessee basketball because a familiar face still cannot keep his damn mouth shut. Yes, I'm talking about Anthony Penny Softaway.
Oh,
he was on Get Up this morning. I can't believe somebody watched that show to be able to take note of this. He was on Get Up.
I didn't know it was still on.
Jalen Rose, keep in mind, this isn't Penny saying it himself, but Penny's answer is just very mind-boggling. Jalen Rose asked him, going back a month ago to the Tennessee-Memphis game, I asked him about Rick Barnes and the aftermath of the Tennessee-Memphis game, and Cole, we got the audio ready?
Yep.
Just go ahead and listen to what Penny had to say. I can't hear it.
I've always had a lot of respect for Coach Rick Barnes.
No,
I can't. It's not very loud.
Let's restart it then, since we've been talking. I'm sorry. I don't know. There's like.
Rick Barnes is feeling some type of way about your arrival. What's going on with him in that relationship? I've always had a lot of respect for Coach Rick Barnes. We had a situation here in Memphis with a rivalry game. You know it's going to be heated. You've had those rivalry games against Michigan State before, I'm sure. So you know that when you get into that game, it's going to be high tempers and, a lot of competitiveness. And after the game, I didn't feel like he gave my team a fair understanding of what we were trying to do. You know, he was kind of mocking the NBA and our coaching staff, and I really didn't like that. I have the utmost respect for him, but I couldn't let him do my team like that.
Okay.
Wham.
First
call
of all,
wham,
he said we had a situation. Say Jersey Shore, we didn't have a situation. What's he talking about?
Cavs, yeah.
Two words. Beta mentality.
Yes. There you go.
He's the beta. In the relationship between Rick Barnes, Penny Hardaway, he is the beta. He is the lesser.
What is the situation, though? I'm still trying to wrap my head around that before I get to the absurdity and the hypocrisy of his other comments. What's the situation? The balled-up fist? Is that it?
I don't know.
Our bench walk-on players.
Yeah, brought Jancic, man. He's about to come over and try to kill Tyler Harris, I guess.
Yeah, Brad Woodson and those fellas. They'll come over and snatch up. I mean, come on, man. Just let it go.
So much real estate is owned in his mind.
Yes.
So much real estate.
Rick Barnes is living rent-free.
So much. We don't – it's not just an apartment. It's not just an apartment.
It's an estate.
Give me a good size for, like, a big house.
A mansion.
Mansion's going to be – well, okay. Got a mansion with about 50 acres of good land.
And he's still constructing parts to the mansion. You know, he's making renovations.
Yes.
He's extending the mansion on out. Multiple sides of the house are currently being expanded
countertops,
as we're talking.
New countertops with Knoxville stone interiors.
You're darn right.
It's getting moved into there. Mm. Okay, the other thing, though, the absolute hypocrisy. He said, I have a lot of respect for Rick Barnes. Huh, that's funny, Penny. Didn't you say in your media availability right after, a few days after the game, that Rick Barnes, get the bleep out of here. A lot of respect, man.
Oh.
The second part, I felt like he was mocking the NBA and our coaching staff. What does that even mean? Talking about the flopping, I assume?
I guess. Yeah, when I saw that...
But it wasn't even Rick who talked about the flopping.
Yeah, well, exactly. When I saw that, I went back and tried to find it, and I couldn't find it. I didn't search that long. But just from what I remember, I don't remember Rick or anybody really saying anything about the NBA unless it was about the flopping issue. So, I don't know, unless he's just making... You know, I mean,
He sounds like about the fact that Mike Miller is on his coaching staff and he played for the Grizzlies, I guess.
I don't know. He's probably, you know, he lives in his own little world as it is. It's probably some lie he's made up.
And that is the root of everything. He lives in his own world because people just do not care about Memphis enough right now.
No, they don't.
They're not relevant, right? So to me, this is the only way that he's making headlines. No. I have to imagine that even the idiots over at ESPN are not booking Penny Hardaway unless this is the topic of conversation. Why? Because there's really nothing else to talk about with them. And you know what ESPN gets out of that conversation too? More talk about Tennessee.
Yeah.
Mm, sure. Yeah.
There's nothing. Mm-hmm. That is the only way. And sure, maybe he does have them back to a more relevant state as time goes on. But for right now, this is his only thing. It is ridiculous. It is sad. And I hope it goes away. And we don't even have to give him the time of day.
No, I hope we don't either, because he's really not relevant enough. You talked about how he lives in his own little world in his head. He lives his own little world where he's still playing with Shaq with the Magic, and he's still an all-star, and where people still know what the hell Lil Penny is.
Yeah, I think
and
it's
his
ugly.
Damn Nike commercials. Who cares?
Yeah.
These kids you're recruiting don't give a crap about Lil Penny and what you were in the 90s. When you were almost one of the greats. You're almost one of the greats.
So was I.
Almost one of the greats. Just like Memphis basketball is almost one of the greats.
Yeah.
They almost won national titles. We almost didn't get caught by the NCAA. We're almost more relevant than Tennessee. We're almost the premier university in the state.
We're almost not the Myrtle Capital of the country.
I mean,
yikes!
I remember.
Cole said it.
I remember working at summer camp this year, and a middle school kid, had a Penny Hardaway jersey, right? Mm-hmm. One of the Magic ones. And I went up and I said, oh man, like I love that style of jerseys. And the guy goes, I mean, I picked it up at Goodwill. I just think it's cool. Right? No, wait, you can get a good jersey at Goodwill if you find the right one.
Okay.
But then I started thinking to myself.
Not
this said,
Goodwill.
Hey, like, do you know the player on your jersey? He said, it's Hardaway. I said, well, do you know his first name or anything about him or position or what? He goes, no, it's just a cool jersey. And I really think that is the relevance of him to the younger generation
just
right now.
Cool
that
jersey.
Didn't grow up directly in Memphis or directly in Orlando.
Sure. Just a pinstripe cool jersey I got for $3.
I don't know why they were even talking to him this morning. Memphis is 11-6. They're currently third in the American Conference. They've recently beat powerhouses such as East Carolina and Tulane. Hmm. Okay. Florida A&M, Tennessee State. And Little Rock. Okay. We've given him too much time already. But I think we knew it last month. More confirmation that the dude is just he's overly emotional. He does not know how to handle it. The college coaching game, once the allure of his initial recruiting classes, once that allure kind of fades away, it's going to swallow him up. He's not going to last in this game if he keeps up this type of attitude. And guess what? Oh, Rick, the man you claim to respect, yeah, he and the majority of this team that's killing everybody right now, with the addition of a five-star Josiah James, we'll be waiting for you at the Tommy Ball, buddy.
Yeah, boy.
You can cry some more after that. We will collect your tears. It will be enough to make sure we have a bountiful, bountiful harvest, sir, once we water our crops with your tears. We got birthdays coming up next. 865-546-8200 to hop on the show with us. About half hour remains on this hump day edition of Overtime. Be back after this quick break. Stay with us here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Rick was complimenting your hat roll.
He just gave me the snub.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, thank you, though, Rick. I did not hear, but thank you.
Just get that at Alumni Hall.
I got this. Yes, I got it at Alumni Hall.
Good answer.
I will add to that, though. I got this on the first weekend, or the first home Tennessee game I ever went to.
Okay.
Nice.
Good look. Yep. I love the throwback logos.
Thanks. Well, I love
the classic UT.
Yeah.
It's very sentimental.
Yeah.
It is. We lost the game, but still love the hat.
What game was it?
Homecoming against Auburn in 2014, I believe.
Oh, that was 13. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Not that one. Oh, no.
Homecoming against Auburn. That was my
55-20.
Oh, real quick. Real quick. What? 30 seconds. I went back home, right, for winter break, and in my bedroom at home, I have so much stuff on the walls from my stuff growing up. And right over my bed, I had hung up a Tennessee game that I went to, and it happened to be Butch Jones' first game against Austin Peay.
I was at that game.
Were you?
Yeah.
I hung up that ticket because I was so excited about it.
Oh, no.
And I just looked at it for about a minute straight.
I thought
to myself, wow.
Oh, no.
Boy, have I completely flipped my mindset. Oh, my gosh.
It's always painful. It's always painful. It's okay. Somewhere in my closet, there is a Konzo Martin autographed Tennessee hat.
I also have a Konzo Martin autograph. It was when I was visiting Tennessee to see if I was going to come here.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the little daily agenda they give you.
Oh,
because
no.
I had nothing else to get signed. So I had him sign that.
I got
it. He was in Copper Cellar on the strip.
Who else signed that hat? I think Jerome Maimon signed that hat, and I think Jordan McRae signed it. Yeah, there's a big Konzo signature.
I'll have something to show you guys during the break.
All right, birthday time here. Rick, you had a crushing defeat yesterday.
I don't even remember it.
Didn't think you'd be here today
There's like a moth.
No, it's been flying around me.
Oh, my gosh.
It's big, too.
I'm freaking out right
now. Mothman.
I might leave this. This is worse than the transfer portal.
Well, we have to go through birthdays, though.
No.
Respect the game.
Okay.
39 years old today. 39 years old today. He is very famous. I would say he's an A-list celebrity right now for sure. But he's an American composer, lyricist.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It is Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who?
Hamilton. Created Hamilton.
He did Moana.
And did the Moana soundtrack. Yes.
What was his Broadway before that? I don't know.
In the Heights.
Yes, In the Heights. Good one.
In the Heights and Hamilton.
Yes.
Very famous dude. Very famous dude. The Puerto Rican.
Yeah. He's doing Hamilton shows there right now.
Yeah, he is. That's correct. Raising a lot of money.
Yeah.
Raising a lot of money.
Good for him.
All right, next up here, Rick, to a 1-0 start. She would have been 40 years old today. She died back in 2001. Big in the 90s and, of course, like early 2000s, right before she died. She was an American singer, actress, and model. Some songs here.
Man, I don't even have a guess.
She died in 01?
You would know her name. She went by one name. She just went by her first name.
Ichiro.
No.
Close.
Okay. I'm just going to go through some songs here. Songs include Try Again, Rock the Boat. How did she die? She died filming the music video for the song Rock the Boat.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
How exactly did she die?
Do you have any idea?
It was a plane crash. Died in a plane crash in the Bahamas.
Oh, my. Her
name starts with an A.
Amber?
No.
Ashley?
She went by this name.
Aaliyah?
Cole got it first.
Aaliyah,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I have never heard of this artist.
Eileen?
She was married to R. Kelly from 1994 to 1995.
Married.
Yeah.
Married.
Nah, bro. That's quote that's unquote, your honeymoon.
Married.
You want to be even more disturbed when the... Oh, God. When they were married, when she was married to R. Kelly...
Oh, no. What could this be?
She was 15.
What?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
It was an illegal marriage, yes.
It is.
But
that a ladybug?
Here we go though. With the release of Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, rumors circulated of a relationship between Aaliyah and R. Kelly, including the allegation that they had secretly married without her parents' knowledge.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. R. Kelly.
Vibe
what a
later revealed a marriage certificate that listed the couple married on August 31st, 1994. Aaliyah, who was 15 at the time, was listed as 18 on the certificate. The illegal marriage was annulled in February 1995 by her parents. Well, good the pair for them. Continued to deny marriage allegations, stating that neither was married. R. Kelly, man, not a good person.
Wow.
No, yeah, known
holy
fool.
Yeah, because Aaliyah did die when she was 22, so.
Sad. Sad short life.
Sad short life. Yeah, August 25th, 2001. So there you go. All right, here. Yeah, Cold got Aaliyah just by saying the name, so.
Just by chance.
Just by chance. So it's tied at one here. She is 45 today. This one might be tough as well, but she is a model. She's an English model and businesswoman. She was big throughout the mid-90s.
Great.
Don't really know else to say, man. She was just a model and a fashion designer. I can give you her initials.
Okay.
K-M.
Kate Moss.
It is Kate Moss.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
This guy's a wizard.
Extremely famous model, though, so, I mean, that wasn't like a long shot, but yes. All right, Rick. Cole gets 2-1 one more.
2-1 deficit.
34 years old today. NFL quarterback. Super Bowl winner. Is he elite?
Joe Flacco.
It's Joe Flacco.
Oh, Joe Flacco. There of course, go. Of course.
Of course he's elite. He's Joe okay. freaking Flacco.
Here we go. Last one. Let me make sure this. Yes, he still currently plays. He is 39 today. He's an MLB player. He's a designated hitter for the Angels.
Albert Pujols.
Yes.
Oh.
Why Cole's wearing former, the Cardinals
former
shirt.
St. Louis Cardinal. A great.
You weren't beating Cole for Albert Pujols, Rick. I'm sorry.
That freaking 10-year deal.
One of the GOATs.
The L.A. Angels. What a bunch of losers.
10-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, 3-time NL MVP, Rookie of the Year in 2001, NLCS MVP in 2004, 6-time Silver Slugger. Yeah, he's pretty good. 3,000 hits, 500 home runs.
Yep.
Oof.
Cole, is that your favorite player of all time, Cole?
No.
Who's
your
honestly,
favorite? Since he left, I'm not the biggest fan of his.
Ooh.
Yeah, who is?
Kind of a traitor.
Who's your favorite?
Like Mark McGwire?
Yeah, I like Big Mac.
You know, he juiced.
Yeah, I mean, everybody did back then.
I know, but still, I'm making sure.
I like Big Mac. He's got his own Big Mac zone there in Busch Stadium. Got to go with a couple greats. Ozzie Smith, of course. Gibson. Mutual, my dad's favorite player. So Mutual, many great Cardinals to pick from. I mean,
who's
I don't know.
Who's your favorite current Cardinal?
Favorite current Cardinal. Oh, it's got to be Yachty. Love Yachty.
Yachty, yeah.
Love it.
People love Yachty.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Rick, again.
No, you know. I'll get there.
Side note, while we're on Pujols right now, he's making his first return to St. Louis since he went to the Angels
really?
This season.
Wow.
He'll be playing in St. Louis, I believe, in June or July.
Will they boo him or will they cheer?
Oh, they'll cheer. St. Louis fans are classy, man. They're classy.
Why would they boo him?
They're classy. Well, they don't like him leaving.
Yeah,
I feel like if it
was also in 2012, though.
I feel like if it was in the immediate season,
right.
Maybe even two. But at this point, you're like, oh, no, we
he meant too much. He meant too much to that city.
I mean, he helped us win two titles.
I mean, exactly. I mean, there you go.
One of the best to ever do it.
Absolutely. That does it for birthdays here. January 16th, we have the final segment of Overtime coming up after this break here. Last chance to get on the show with us, 865-546-8200. We've been all over the place today. We've been in the transfer portal and back. We've been talking Tennessee hoops and just did birthdays, of course. We talked to some coaching staff changes as well.
Cole, we got attacked by ladybugs.
Cole, before we go to break, tell us, you tweeted out today, but tell us why Tennessee fans should be very happy that Tosh Dupuy is going to the Browns.
Yeah, Tosh Dupuy leaving for the Browns is huge for Tennessee because we've talked about him a lot. Henry Toyota Knoxville,
We're
as we like
Toyota
to call him.
Knoxville.
Tosh Dupuy was his primary recruiter for Alabama. Mm. And now that he is leaving for Cleveland, you have to feel good about landing him up here in Knoxville. He said many times Alabama is the leader, but if anybody can sway him, it would be Tennessee. He was up here this past weekend. He said, quote, Tennessee felt confirming to him. So with, you know, primary recruiter leaving for another job, why not go to Knoxville? I like Coach Brian Niedermeyer. I like Coach
Move.
Pruitt. Why don't I just go north a little bit, be a Vol instead of a Bammer?
Okay.
So could be good for the Vols.
And just never forget, he said after the visit, it felt confirming.
Yeah. I love that.
I love it. Back after this, finish up the show strong. You're listening to Fan Run Radio. Auburn putting it on A&M down there in Aguilin early right now. Well, A&M trying to stay alive. 43-30, Auburn right now meant to go in that one. Well, we are behind, too, so it's probably already been halftime for a minute.
Maybe.
But right now we are seeing a minute to go right there. Is there anything else going on around tonight? I know there's two other games tonight. Alabama's playing Missouri.
Let's look it up.
So we can – I think it might be later.
Time out to check the stats.
I'm trying to check. Hold on a second.
Hang on. I got it right here. Yes, Alabama and Missouri at 9. South Carolina Vanderbilt is also playing right now.
Yeah, Vandy was up in that one a little bit. Yep. So, Alabama-Missouri get some scouting done on Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Common opponent. We already played Missouri, so we'll see how they do there. Other ranked teams in action, 23rd Iowa's on the road at Penn State. They're down 3 in the first half. Number 20 Oklahoma's down 6 at half at home against Kansas State. Bruce Weber's boys. That's the only really interesting ranked games. If you want to see Texas Tech, they got a good team going on right now. They're 8th in the country, 15-1.
Yeah, surprise.
They're in action against Iowa State. Solid.
With their only
State
loss
team.
Against Duke as well over at Madison Square Garden.
Exactly. Yeah, Texas Tech, very, very solid squad. Ooh, of course, they were last year too. So that's what's going on in hoops at this moment here. Got a little bit of breaking VFL news, not of a current involved, but of one who just finished up his playing career. Not only is his playing career at Tennessee is done, this player announced that his football career, he is retiring. That player is somebody who's pretty beloved here. It is Todd Kelly Jr. Todd Kelly Jr. He also released a statement. Cole has it ready. Cole, read what Mr. TK had to say.
Yeah, Todd posted to his Twitter just about 20 minutes ago, posted a graphic with a statement. He says, "As a Knoxville native, the hope of one day playing in Neyland Stadium was my childhood dream. I never imagined that God would bless me with the memories, moments, and opportunities that he has. After meeting with several specialists, I have been advised to retire from the game of football due to the damage done to my knee over my career. This diagnosis will hinder me from pursuing a career in the NFL. Nevertheless, I look forward to seeing what God has in store for me the rest of my life. God bless, and go Vols." So, hometown boy, he's done.
That's tough, man. I hate that I had to end like that.
Yep.
But that's a better business decision for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's going to be just fine.
There's no doubt about that. He's got a great degree under his belt.
What was his exact degree? Isn't it not biomedical engineering?
Bio something. Yeah.
I'm about to look up his profile. Hold on, I'm looking up on his profile here. I mean, obviously he's smart. I mean, dude went to Webb, fantastic student there.
Yep.
Everything. And of course, you know how we treat VFLs, man.
Love them.
Anything like he needs done around here, man.
He's got it.
He'll get help, and especially with his dad being who he is as well.
Yeah.
Major here, yes, biomedical engineering. He's going to be just fine.
He's gonna be fine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but definitely that's a guy who he started his career part of that really highly touted legacy class of 2014 that came in here, started as a true freshman, man. Battled through a lot of health problems.
Yep.
I mean, and don't want to speculate about the other stuff too, but I mean, some stuff off the field.
Yep. He's had it tough.
Probably battled too, but man, looks like he's been fighting through it. But it's just that's the best decision for his future.
Yep.
Especially with his history, he wasn't somebody who was going to get drafted anyway, mainly because of that history, and he just knows when to hang it up.
Yep.
And that's fine. Take better care of your body, man. That's better for your longevity. But we'll remember Todd Kelly Jr. pretty well.
Of course,
I would think.
Of course.
What's your favorite TK moment? I think his freshman year, he made that really great pick against Vanderbilt in that close game. Ended up being a 7-point game where you really needed a turnover.
Yeah, one thing I'll remember about Todd, too, I can't pick a specific one out off the top of my head, but one thing I do remember vividly is when he was healthy, even though in the age of targeting now, he was quite the headhunter.
Yes, he was.
He could lay the wood to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
From that safety spot, come up and just pop him.
I just remember him being a good guy around the team, right?
Yeah.
Like even in those
very
games
nice
where,
guy. Yes.
When we beat Georgia and Florida, you'd see him in the front of the crowd, in front of the team, just going crazy because this was a guy who grew up with this program.
Yes.
Mm.
And so you could just tell that everything meant that much more to him. He loved being a Vol. You know, unfortunately, maybe not all of it worked out like him or like us as the fans wanted it to, but nonetheless, doesn't take away from the legacy, I think, that he leaves. I hope he stays around the program in some capacity. You know, I hope maybe even gets a trip on the field onto the Jumbotron at some point soon.
But I would love to see
I
that.
I love that guy.
I would definitely love to see that. Well, definitely all best of luck in the future for Todd Kelly Jr., whatever it may be. Certainly he has a pretty good professional future in front of him, I would think. I want to end the show talking about this. We all remember Soldier Boy, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Soldier Boy is relevant again, at least for the meantime.
Still selling video games? Or consoles?
No, because Nintendo threatened to sue his ass.
That's right.
Because he basically ripped off everything.
That's right.
But now, you got Soldier Boy being interviewed on The Breakfast Club, a very, very popular talk show. Definitely have a lot of major hip-hop figures get interviewed on that. He's out there trying to say that Drake, the only reason Drake is famous is because of him. He said one of Drake's early songs ripped off the classic hit Kiss Me Through the Phone. Said he completely ripped off his flow.
He used to call me on the cell phone.
You know Soulja Boy was only 28?
Really?
He was very young when Crank That came out.
Whoa!
Wow.
Also, don't go up looking the meaning behind all those lines in Crank That, Soulja Boy.
I already have before.
Oof. And to think he was saying those as a kid, as a youngin.
It's 07 again. Tennessee basketball's killing people. Soldier Boy's back. Gotta love it. It's going to do it for Overtime Tonight. Rick Butler, thank you for subbing in for Daniel Brackman and for Cole McCormick. I'm Tanner Carson. We'll be back again for more OT tomorrow. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Well, when you're sitting back.